Hey everyone, this is the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is a quick hit from the Hartford show last night. We have Alex on the line who's been on before. Alex, welcome back. Oh, sorry, I also should say Brad's here with us too. Hi, Brad.
Hi.
And Alex, thanks for
being
here.
Hello there. Yeah, thanks so much for having me, guys.
How you're on your way back from the Hartford show to DC. How was the night? How was the, I guess maybe start by telling us how the scene was there, you know, before the show, were people fired up? What was the energy like, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, I think that just, you know, from people coming from Mansfield, I think the general consensus was that everyone was pretty excited. With the extreme heat wave that we've been having all up and down the East Coast for the past week, I was expecting very hot temperatures, but surprisingly it was misty and probably overcast, probably like 68 almost at showtime.
Oh,
so,
wow.
It was definitely a climate change, to say the least. But overall, I think that the atmosphere was awesome. Everyone was, like I said, really excited. I think that people felt like, at least pre-PA outage from Mansfield, people felt like they were really hitting their stride. And I think that rolled over into Hartford. And it definitely did once they got on stage.
That's great. What was the what's the venue like? You know, just where were you? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was my first time to Hartford before, but it was a surprisingly beautiful venue. I'd heard some things, like it was in a little bit of a rough area of the town and stuff like that, but it didn't seem bad whatsoever to me. I like I said, everyone was so pumped on the lot. Shakedown was pretty cool, and we got to meet up with some your friends and have a couple beers and get a big group together and roll into the show.
Awesome.
And lock down a section of the pad. So it's fun.
That's amazing. And we're actually going to play a jam from the first set, which I think is saying something about just how the show came together. Alex, what were some of your highlights from the first set?
Well, first set, I will say that I'm not the biggest fan of Pigtail. So when they opened with that, I was dragging my feet a little bit, to say the least. But, you know, flowing into MoMA Dance, specifically Birds of Feather, I thought it was amazing to go from Birds of Feather into Meat into Vultures. And that was probably my first set, like, trifecta right there that I love. I think all the songs are pretty dark. And late 90s, and just kind of a dirty element of the jam, of all the songs have a good tune to it. So, yeah, I think that was wonderful. And then, of course, you know, I personally thought that that Julius would close out the set. But, you know, the second they finished that, the opening chord to Yum came up, and the crowd went nuts. It was very cool to see. And then I think, you know, standout jam-wise, obviously, the first set would have been Yum. All of the band members kind of transitioned instruments. Trey went over to the Marimba Lumina. Paige was on bass, which was funny because we were just talking about how Mike's Bass Tech came out to kind of walk Paige through how to play that extremely complicated rig. And then Mike had it, which is pretty funny, and then Mike headed over to Keys to play a little bit of it. But it was unbelievable, and you know, I thought that the kind of instrument transfer was really cool.
Yeah, that's two nights in a row that they've kind of had that rotation jam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, two nights ago it was forced, but last night they did it during the YM, so that's really cool. What about that second set, the Down with Disease? RJ and I have kind of talked about it, that they just opened too many second sets with it, but that one was different, I thought.
Yeah, so I would concur with you guys that they do open too many second sets with it, and I mean, it just, if you look at the mathematics game, heading into it, we were all like, oh, it's going to be a disease second set opener. You know,
right, it just makes too much sense.
They haven't played it. They haven't done it in four shows, you know. But, yes, they took the jam out there. You know, there was some parts that I felt like it was a little bit of a meandering jam, but, God, it was still locked in prior around minute 11 or so.
So, and
right there, then they just start lift off. And to fall into sand, that was just, the place turned into a dance party, which is great. It was, like I said, it was cool. So
yeah, that's nice. And Alex, I think, I guess when I was listening to the Down With Disease this morning, I was thinking, like, I think I texted this to Brad, like, couldn't really ask for a better Down With Disease. There's a nice, like, ended with a fierce sort of solo from Trey. It was kind of dark. It felt pretty patient and pretty exploratory, and not like they were, I don't want to say following a formula, but I feel like when a lot of the jams this tour have gotten to 12, 13 minutes, they kind of go to the major core jam, and then it kind of like winds down, you know what I mean? This seemed like it was a little, I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't know if it's a sign or anything of them being more comfortable, but did it feel like something different than what you've heard previously on the other shows of the tour?
No, I totally agree with you. I feel like you said, a lot of the jams have been kind of heading into that ethereal, kind of happy power jam at its peak and then kind of winding down. But this one definitely had tons of layers to it. And yeah, there was no better way to open second set. I mean, of course, you know, flowing, I think flowing in the sand right there was just the perfect one-two punch to kick things off. And then, you know, they had to slow down. And I think you, for me, for its worth, you can't pick a better song than Tila, which is a rarity in itself. And so that was wonderful to see, and, you know, extremely welcome from the crowd as well.
Yeah, it hasn't been played since, like, I think I read on Jambase, like, October 2014. And that, I think that's the San Diego show I went to. So it's really fun to hear. And Arjun and I were actually texting about it yesterday before the show.
I wouldn't say that, Brad. I would say that you said they were going to play it. Which is a good call.
I'm not a
roll. Well, that's a good premonition, man.
Exactly. Yeah. So, Alex, did you feel like the sort of 20 years later antelope number line thing was like a fourth quarter stall, or did it feel like the energy was kind of kept up throughout that last run and that they finished it out strong?
You know, I want to be critical. But in this case, I really think that 20 years later, everyone's praying for a Redding version of that song, but it didn't happen. Antelope was rocking the whole place. If you listen to it, the whole place exploded at the normal peak of the song, and I found Backwards to be a little bit of a weird set closer for set two, but ultimately it was a great version of it if you go back and listen to it.
Live it's just such a good song, but you know,
seeing it on the set list the next morning, down the number line.
Yeah,
and a lot of people push it around, but I thought the last night's version was wonderful.
Good. And then the encore I thought was really cool, the Lizards, and then the Loving Cup, the only cover of the night. You can't ask for much more out of an encore, I don't think.
No, and you hit the nail on the head. I mean, you really can't ask for more when it comes to ever getting a Lizards. Any slot, any time, I'm always something good. But to get it at the encore, the first show of summer tour that I was able to attend, and then, of course, the feel-good, throw your arm over your buddy's shoulder. Here's to the night. Loving Cup was wonderful as well. And a quick little thing. I think we were listening back to Carini a little while ago, and we heard the Haunted House teases in there. So if you go back and listen to that, there's some early screaming, which I initially thought was from Fishman, but I believe was from the Haunted House.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Page. Sweet. So just to make sure we're not fluffing too much, I want to be critical that the sand wasn't long enough.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. Yes. It never is. Alex, do you think this, there's been obviously been a lot of, you know, questions about like whether they're connecting and whether, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Do you feel like, do you feel like this, along with the kind of Mansfield show, do you feel like this tour has turned a corner in your opinion, or was it never really was it just a matter of time all along? I'm just curious about your kind of, your personal opinion on that.
Yeah, I mean, I do think listening back to a lot of the shows, there have been some standout jams from, you know, specifically Mann, a couple from SPAC, a few from Wrigley. But, you know, it really hasn't clicked all together as of yet. And I think that I was listening to, you know, maybe a podcast or two from y'all from a few days ago at the Portland show. And you guys were discussing a turning point. And I was like, gosh, I don't know what's going to happen. But then they played a very solid Mansfield show, followed by an extremely well-rounded, solid show in Hartford. Now, I think that I'd really like to answer this question tomorrow after the Syracuse show.
Yeah,
so we can see if they can actually string it. If they can string three together, guys, I think we're in for a treat next week at the Gorge, too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think it's a good point. And if they, you know, they kill the Cuse on this Sunday show, it will officially be on, I think.
Game on.
Nice, man.
Really glad that you were able to make it up there to Hartford, Alex. And thanks as always for joining us and sharing your insights.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, guys. And I hope you guys have an awesome weekend. Okay.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
Talk to you later.
Here's the string and three together.
Exactly. Cheers.
Awesome.
All right. And Brett, later, Alex. Thank you. And
Brett, have a good one, y'all.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
And Brett, we're gonna leave him with the meat.
Yeah.
With it, I know it's one of your favorites.
Yeah, man. Such a cool song. I saw Mike's band do it in Flagstaff, and then we got it last night too, so it's fun, and I think it's a little different. I'm glad that Alex picked it.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, it's also just kind of exciting to look at a first set highlight, I guess, because we always go toward the jam vehicles, which means like this whole show was pretty well rounded, like you said, which is pretty cool. Yeah. So,
cool.
See what happens. Never miss a Saturday Hartford show, as they say. And we'll be, you and I will both be following the set list tonight, and we'll be back tomorrow to talk about Syracuse.
Hope it's awesome. My street. I'm stuck here in life. Can offer them some meat. If I had a host of ghosts living on my street, I'd drive the sight to stay alive and offer them some meat. Just stop, I'll stop beat. You just thought that you heard me laughing. Just stop on the sofa on the cover and offer them some meat. Just stop like your heart stopped beating. Thought that you heard me laughing. Just stop on the sofa on the cover and offer them some meat. If I had a host of ghosts living on my street, just stop on the sofa. If I had a host of ghosts living on my street, I'd drive this ride to stay alive and offer them some meat. We'll be right back.
Jumping and the cotton.